The Weeping Princess and the Beggar Boy. Long time ago, there was a little princess named Pyeonggang, who always cried. She cried over so many things that people called her the Weeping Princess. One day, the royal carriage was rolling down the street with the princess and her sisters inside. Suddenly, a beggar boy called Ondra the Fool, who was well known for living wild in the mountains, tripped and fell right in front of the carriage. The royal servants flew into a rage and beat him. Upset at seeing the poor boy mistreated, the little princess burst into tears. Her older sisters only shook their heads, not understanding why she cried so much. When the king heard the story, he jokingly threatened to marry off Princess Pyeonggang to Ondra the Fool the next time she began to cry. Soon, everyone in court was joking about her planned marriage. To avoid their teasing, she hid away in the royal library, where it was quiet and mostly empty. She read through all the books one by one, reading about history, philosophy, and poetry. The more she learned, the more possibilities she saw for herself in the world. When Princess Pyeonggang turned 16, the king arranged for her to be married into the powerful family of noblemen Go. The princess respectfully refused. The king cajoled, then threatened, but she would not change her mind. "Didn't you always say I would be Ondar's bride? I would rather marry him than the son of nobleman Go," she declared. Furious, the king told his daughter, "Then go marry Ondar the Fool and never return to the palace again." With that, the princess found herself kicked out of the palace just before dawn. She was completely on her own for the first time in her life. Carrying a bundle of clothing and a small bag of gold pieces from the queen, she walked toward the peony peak where she had heard Ondar the Fool live. It was scary to walk into an unknown future, but she wanted to choose her own path. And she walked on and on. Fear and doubt filled her heart. Finally, in the evening gloom, she saw a hut with a thatched roof. She fell to the ground in relief and began to cry. Never had she been so exhausted and scared. "Who are you, and why are you crying?" asked a wide-looking young man, dressed in tattered clothing. "I am Princess Pyeonggang, here to marry Ondar," replied the teary princess. "Are you here to make fun of me?" the wild man asked, looking shocked and offended. "No, no," she replied quickly. "The king and the queen have cast me out. If Ondar doesn't take me as his wife, I will have nowhere to go." It was getting dark, and she seemed to be telling the truth. Ondar and his blind mother decided to take her in. Over the coming weeks, the princess quietly followed Ondar as he collected food and hunted rabbits and deer in the forest. And Ondar watched the princess sew new clothes and shoes for him and his mother. With a few pieces of gold, they built a bigger house where they learned to care for each other and live in peace. Soon, they married. When winter came with its long, cold nights, Ondar loved to hear the princess recite her favorite stories and poems. Seeing Ondar's deep curiosity and interest, the princess taught him how to read and write. He mastered these skills quickly, studying famous writings and poetry. The princess saw that Ondar was amazingly intelligent, as well as brave and gentle. Remembering how people had scorned him as beggar and a fool, she made up her mind to show everyone his true character. Following her instructions, Ondar bought a scrawny but well-bred horse with two pieces of gold. With good care, the horse grew strong enough for the princess to teach Ondar horseback riding. A year later, when the king held the Festival of the Hunters, the princess sent Ondar to participate. He dazzled everyone with his amazing horsemanship and hunting skills, then left without a word. No one knew who he was, except that he was a humble commoner. Next, the princess asked Ondar to join the Festival of the Scholars with his poetry contest. He agreed to do so, only if she went with him. On the day of the festival, Ondar stood among many scholars from noble families as the princess looked on from the audience. When his turn came, he wrote his poem with the smooth, powerful brushstrokes. The judges read his poem out loud, and everyone was awed by its depth and simple beauty. Ondar was unanimously declared the winner and presented to the king. "You are the amazing huntsman from the Festival of the Hunters, are you not?" the king asked. "I am he," Ondar replied, bowing. "As a commoner, How did you master the arts of the nobility? The king wanted to know. All that I've accomplished, I owe to my distinguished wife, Ondar replied. Then let me see her at once, the king demanded. Princess Pyeonggang stepped out from the crowd and bowed before the startled king and queen. Father, mother, this outstanding man is my husband, formerly known as Ondar the Fool. All were amazed to learn that this impressive couple was Ondar the Fool and the Weeping Princess. For their part, the king and queen were overjoyed at their daughter's return alongside such a talented son-in-law. From then on, Princess Pyeonggang and Ondar, who became a renowned general, served the king and worked tirelessly for the well-being of their country.